Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Malcolm X once said, "Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today." Reading is fundamental to tolerance, and seeing your culture and identity in books is really important to finding placement in the world. That is exactly what Ashe by the Bay of Vallejo Children's Bookstore is doing by providing books focused on African Americans and the multicultural experience. Joining us to talk about the mission of the bookstore and offer some reading recommendations in honor of Black History Month is the owner, Deborah Day. Good morning, Deborah. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Well, tell us about the
idea. Glad to be here.
Oh, happy to have you. Tell us about your idea. What sparked the idea to open up Ashe by the Bay in Vallejo?
Well, you know, I worked for different corporations at one time, moved to California, and I always knew I was going to have my own business. And for me, it was a combination of art and literature. That's when you look at children's books on a broad spectrum, you're looking at art and literature. And so I was attracted to both, and also wanting to do something to make a difference, having being a single parent, having a son, raising my son, and looking for books that would help him. You know, in his education process, had research. So I knew there was a market for children's books, and I knew that I wanted to do something special, particularly for Black children. So, so I kind of started searching for books for him, and I wanted to, you know, to find books that, you know, that were relevant to his youth development and so forth. So that kind of is what started it, you know.
And so it started in your home with your personal experience as a parent and with the son. What has the community's response been to your bookstore?
Exactly. Well, I've been in business since really since about 2000. I'm an author and a publisher too. So the community's response, you know, here is, but a lot of people don't know I live in Vallejo, but I started doing events all over the Bay Area. That's how I really started. And I would take my book, and then people would say, you know, I love your book, but I have children this age, and if you can get this book. So it started as a way of me trying to help other people find books for their children. And then I'd be at events and I connect with educators and principals and people like that. And they go, oh, wow, you have a great selection of books. And it just grew organically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a challenging time at different times, because I remember going to events and people would look at me, and then they look at my books and they would, you know, sometimes I'd get frowns because it would mostly be books for Black children. And so, you know, I at some point, and that never bothered me, because I knew I had a purpose and this was part of it. And at some point I started adding more multicultural books, because I started getting requests, especially for Spanish bilingual books. But, you know, that didn't deter me. I come from the Midwest. We have a very strong work ethic there. you know, and having experienced a few things there in the Midwest and a little racism and discrimination, I don't want to just focus on that, but I had already been through that. So my mind was already set on, you know, what I was going to do here now that I'm in California. And I just saw a market, and I wanted to help fill that market and do something to help our children.
Well, given that we're at the beginning of Black History Month, and I know for you, it's not just a month, it's year round. But what would you tell someone with a different background that wants to learn more and wants to start by learning more from reading? What recommendations do you have?
Well, you know, we have to make sure that our children have books that are culturally relevant, not just for their culture, but for other cultures as well. And when we can provide books like that for children, it's going to make a huge difference in how they see the world. So for parents, I always say, you know, we got to start them young. In my collection, I have books baby to three and K through 12. So baby to three books are the little board books, you know, the little square board books that kids can handle and read.
They're a little more interactive, right? Like you can touch and feel stuff too.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that they can handle themselves. And so I have a huge selection of books in that category, but I also have, my largest category is ages 4 to 8. So ages 4 to 8 has a lot of picture books. So, you know, children are very visual. And I got to say, the art illustration now and the types of illustrators are doing with the different colors and pigments and all, everything has technically changed, you know. So it's exciting, and kids really can zoom in on the color saturation and the art. It's just very good. So Having said that, picture books are the first thing, you know, that they start reading themselves and that people can really engage kids with is through art. Then when they open the book, you know, they start getting into the stories and I just got great stories. So if you ask me what's my favorite book, it's a difficult question for me to answer because I have so many favorite books. I could show you, but I have so many
I
favorite
was
books.
looking at all the books that you have behind you. I mean, which is appropriate. You're an independent bookstore, but yeah, so I can
Right.
totally see that. It's like choosing what child is your favorite. You know, there's so many to choose from, and it depends on the age too, I would imagine, and where that child is in their life. Given that you're touching upon like how artistic and vibrant these books are now, do you think that's also because like in the current world we live in, there's streaming services, there's television, there's video games, that really helps develop an interest among children and particularly Black children, as you're talking about, into reading and, you know, and kind of giving the screen time a break and opening up a book instead.
Yeah, that books have a lot of competition right now. Kids are so distracted by all the devices and so forth, but we have to have books. So that does help that they're more engaging. But we also have to remember when we're talking about African American children, we have to make sure to include culturally relevant books. Now, what does that mean? What that means that these are books that they can identify with, where they see images of themselves, not just how they think and talk. But also in how they act. They see their communities in the art illustrations or in the stories where also they're the main character. These are the stories that are really important and are popular, but important to their own social emotional development, youth development, all of this. So the culturally relevant phrase, you'll hear this a lot with educators. And this is what is happening in a lot of our schools, is moving towards that direction in their classroom libraries, or their classroom libraries look like the students that are sitting in the classrooms, right? So I want to say, and I don't hope I'm not getting too far off the point, but that is very important. By the way, I want to tell you, when I started my business, my online business, I took the phrase the number one Black children's bookstore.
I
And I
saw
did
that.
this because yeah, I wanted people to identify that with our book selection, but I also have the phrase the largest African American and multicultural children's bookstore because I wanted them to know that we also have multicultural books. But my first priority was always to African American children because I see what was happening in the schools in terms of not having the right literature for the kids to read. The books that I carry too, we don't do textbooks, so that's curriculum, that's another category. I focus on books that kids would read for their own enjoyment or books that teachers may have to support the curriculum that they have, you know, fiction, nonfiction, themed books. We even carry graphic novels. We also have STEM, you know, all kind of great stories. But when it comes to our history, I try to have a lot of books that focus on the different eras of our history, you know, and that's just one category. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we try to have a nice assortment of books that not just African American children would be interested in, but all children.
Right. Yeah, we have an incredibly diverse area. I mean, in a state at that point. But you know, when you're talking about, you know, textbooks or curriculum, that's a completely different subject matter. When it comes to reading for enjoyment, do you recommend parents invest in home libraries?
Oh gosh, yes. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I remember when I was doing events and I would tell parents, you know what, you got to build your home libraries. And the purpose was so that you can take them to the library and that's another experience. That's great. But when they see books in their homes and stacks of books and parents are also engaging and reading the books to their kids, that's another level. And that has to happen so that kids will be ready for school. You know, and so we have books that are for that purpose. We call it childhood books. Categories, books that teach the fundamentals, also books, stories that will help them in their social emotional development. But yes, home libraries support reading to your child. Forget the organization, does the read, sing, play? I think it's first five. But I'm just saying that I'm so happy to be a commercial because that is the key right there. You got to read to your child, you got to have fun, you got to make it a fun activity. And when parents can do that, that's going to make all the difference in the world.
And you are an important piece of that, Deborah. Thank you
And
so
so
much.
thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Deborah Day is the owner of Eshay by the Bay Bookstore. That is a Black and multicultural children's bookstore located in Vallejo. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You could also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.